The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
And a good Friday welcome to all of you. Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Telephone number 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. It's Friday, which means open phones, 877-BOB-LIVE. And also, a little program note, at the top of the hour, our friends in Washington, D.C. will be joining us from 4 to 6. Yesterday it was 5 to 6. Today it's going to be 4 to 6. So if you have friends, family in the Washington, D.C. area, send them an email, give them a call, send them a text, tell them to tune to 105.1 FM, WAVA 105.1 FM in our nation's capital. For now, we're going to stay here in Columbus with news, and Columbus City Schools are in the news, and none of it is good. Listen to this headline. School safety inspections found problems inside 32 Columbus City schools. School is just about to begin, and 32 of Columbus City schools have health issues, safety issues, some of them fairly serious. Lead-based paint chips. No, wait. Wait. If I recall, lead-based paint was outlawed in, this is completely off the top of my head, but I believe 1978, I believe, 1978. Do you mean to tell me there's been no lead-based paint since the late 1970s? Many places had discontinued it before that. Do you mean to tell me that after all of these years, there is still lead paint in Columbus schools? Are you kidding me? How is that possible? In addition to that, ceiling tiles dropping, leaking ceilings, water intrusion, mold on walls, collapsing walls, heating and air conditioning inoperative, playground equipment unsafe for children to play on. how has this happened?
Well, Bob, they need more money.
Check out Columbus City Schools' per capita funding for children compared to other districts around the country. Columbus is not bad off at all. Columbus City Schools don't have a money problem. Now, that's what we will be told. Well, that's why we got to have more levies. We got to have more tax dollars. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm not on the inside of Columbus City Schools. I don't know any of the administrators. So I want to be careful not to be too judgmental. But my goodness, folks, the school district released this statement. Our administration has transparently informed the community of the district's needed maintenance and infrastructure needs. The pictures you've shared show why there is a need for continued investment. What did I tell you? We got to have more money, more tax money, more levies. That's why there is a need for continued investment in our school facilities. Funding is critical to addressing many of these needs, and our Board of Education understands the importance of investing in our schools for this reason. They've voted. You knew this was coming, didn't you? You knew this was coming. For this reason, that's the Board of Education. For this reason, they voted to place a permanent improvement levy and bond issue on the ballot this November to ask the public for support. From what the public already knows about Columbus Public Schools, you think there is a chance in the world that a permanent improvement levy is going to be passed? No, I don't think. And then the article goes on for six pages giving specifics of dangerous situations. Again, it just blows my mind that we still have lead-based paint. But evidently we do in the Columbus schools. Can't have it in your house. Can't have it in your church. Can't have it in your restaurant. But we still have it in Columbus schools. And then we've got this. Columbus Teachers Union votes to authorize 10-day strike notice. Now, they have not voted to strike. They have voted to give a notice. We might. We could. And when are they threatening to begin this strike? The day that would hurt the students the worst. First day of school. I'm telling you, folks, there are many wonderful, wonderful public school teachers. But the unions are evil. The unions don't care about the kids. So they have voted to give a 10-day strike notice. And if they strike, again, it would be the one day out of the year that would hurt the students.
Oh, we care about the students.
Yeah, right. First day of school. Listen to this. Now, I just read you this article about the safety issues in Columbus Public Schools. Now, if the teachers wanted to go on strike because they said, these schools are unsafe for the students, and we refuse to be a part of a school system that will not provide safety for our students. No. Quote, some of the issues brought up during the bargaining sessions were, guess what was number one, top of the list? Pay, improved health insurance, hiring more teachers to reduce class sizes. Class sizes, I could be wrong on this, but I'm pretty sure I'm correct. Class sizes are already down to about 20 to 22, very small. At the end of the list, adding air conditioning. Now, I'm going from the news report, and I understand that. But according to the statement from the teachers' union, they didn't even bring up safety, pay. We want more money. We want more pay. I think teachers should be paid well. But to threaten to strike the first day of school, to me, reveals everything you need to know about the motive of the union and who they really care about. And I got news. It's not the kids. Sad. I mean, really, really sad. And no wonder there is a huge exodus from public schools everywhere, including Columbus.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
A personal note, Joy and I will be in Logan, Ohio again this Sunday. Actually, the final Sunday being at the Shepherd of the Valley Church there in Logan this coming Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. Lots of listeners in the church, and it's wonderful to meet those folks, as well as those that don't listen as well. So if you're in the Logan area and you don't have a good Bible-believing church, 10:30, Shepherd of the Valley Church in Logan. If you have a good Bible-believing church, well, that's where you need to be. And I mean that sincerely. So anyway, we will be there this coming Sunday, 10:30 a.m., Shepherd of the Valley Church in Logan. Our fall calendar is pretty full, but we could work in a couple more Sundays, particularly in November, and we would love to come to your church. Our website is crosspower.net, crosspower.net. We'd love to come to your church. Tell the leadership of your church about us. Send them the link to our website and request that they look into it and contact us. We come on a love offering basis, and the size of the church does not matter at all. Well, here's an update on something we talked about yesterday. Alex Jones, parents were asking the court to award them $150 million because of the damage that Alex Jones did in spreading what he now admits was a complete hoax, complete lie. Yeah, he's admitting that now after deceiving hundreds of thousands of people and wounding these parents in unspeakable ways. They were asking for $150 million. I don't think they ever expected to get that much. The jury yesterday afternoon awarded $4.1 million. $4.1 million. They have not determined punitive damages yet that could add to the cost. Now, I asked a question yesterday because there was a weird thing. Alex Jones's attorneys accidentally released the entire digital copy of Alex Jones's cell phone to the attorneys of the parents. It was an accident. And so I wondered if Alex Jones had a reason to appeal the decision because of ineffective counsel. The answer to that is no. It is a civil trial, and you cannot appeal a verdict on grounds of ineffective counsel in a civil trial. You can in a criminal trial, but not civil. So it looks like Alex Jones is going to be stuck with a $4 million verdict. He has said he can't even pay $2 million. I don't believe it. And I think I'm a pretty compassionate person. I think I'm a pretty forgiving person. But I have no sympathy for Alex Jones in this verdict. I have no sympathy at all. He knew what he was doing. He knew that he was putting out a false conspiracy theory. He knew it. And he did it intentionally, purely for ratings and money. He knew how it would damage and harm these parents. He knew it, and he didn't care. And he still doesn't care. He is a despicable human being. He is. I pray he repents, ask God for forgiveness. But right now, he is a despicable human being. And so many people have been fooled, deceived by this man. And InfoWars, what is it? Prison Planet, InfoWars. And through the years, I have lost friends because they believed the baloney that he was peddling. And I tried kindly, compassionately to point out, you can't trust this guy. You can't trust him. And I lost friends over it. So anyway, $4 million. Other lawsuits are pending. It is not over. It is not over. No, I don't have time to get into that. Just a reminder that at the top of the hour, our friends in Washington, D.C. will be joining us. And just a reminder that our Pastor's Masters is open for registration right now. It's coming up on September 13th. That will be here before you know it. And this is a wonderful event every year. But every year it fills up with pastors and church staff members. We're coming up on the weekend. Seriously, make sure the ministerial staff of your church, full-time, part-time, volunteer, bivocational, if they are considered on the ministerial staff of your church, we want them to join us for the Pastor's Masters on September 13th. So this weekend, when you see them, ask them. And by the way, the registration fee is so small. It is so tiny. Volunteer to pay it. Be a great way to encourage the pastor or pastors in your church for very, very little money. Seriously, volunteer to pay their registration. All right, we'll be right back.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.